Carolina, was a dry county. I thought that this would be a big help to me. I would meet some new faces and be in a dry county. But I found that after I got to North Carolina, it wasn't any different. The state was different, but I wasn't. Nevertheless, I stayed sober there about 6 months because I knew that Vi was to come later and bring the children. We had two girls and a boy at that time. Something happened. Vi had secured work in Washington. She was also in the government service. I started inquiring where I could get a drink, and of course I found that it wasn't hard. I think whiskey was cheaper there than it was in Washington. Matters got worse all the time until finally they got so bad that I was reinvestigated by the government. Being an alcoholic, slick, and having some good sense left, I survived the investigation. Then I had my first bad stomach hemorrhage. I was out of work for about 4 days. I got into a lot of financial difficulties, too. I borrowed $500 from the bank and $300 from the loan shop, and I drank that up pretty fast. Then I decided that I'd go back to Washington. My wife received me graciously, although she was living in a one-room-with-kitchen affair. She had been reduced to that. I promised that I was going to do the right thing. We were now both working in the same agency. I continued to drink. I got drunk one night in October, went to sleep in the rain, and woke up with pneumonia. We continued to work together, and I continued to drink. But I guess deep down within our hearts, we both knew I couldn't stop drinking. Vi thought I didn't want to stop. We had several